Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
It's Absolute Radio Country. I'm Baylen Leonard, and our guest today, multi-platinum singer-songwriter. He's had 4 number one songs. He's a CMA Award winner. He's worked alongside some of country music's biggest names, and currently he's in the UK for his Damn Good Time World Tour. Jordan Davis, welcome back.
Good to be back.
Yeah, the last time we saw each other, I was in Nashville.
Yeah, you were in Nashville. That was only a couple months ago.
I guess it was November.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was the CMA Awards.
Yeah, same way. Yeah, right, leaning into that.
Yeah, and we were talking about, you're coming back to the UK, and flash forward, split screen, here you are.
Here we are. It's good to be back. We've been looking forward to this whole tour, because, you know, we were talking about it earlier, but it's like a lot of these markets I've hit before as an opener, so to go back and do them as headliners is really cool.
Yeah, so you were just over in Europe, and you're doing some places that you had already played previously, like Amsterdam and Cologne.
Yeah.
But you had some new places.
Yeah, hit some places for the first time that were kind of like the, when you see them pop up, you know, you get kind of nervous. I've never been to Zurich.
Well, nervous because you think like, oh, what, do they know me there?
Yeah. Just like, I don't know if like, you know, at least like with the other dates, it's like, you know, we came over with Old Dominion in 2019. So it's like, all right, well, at least some of these people have seen me open the show.
Yeah.
So like, maybe they'll come back.
And also, but when you're not headlining, you're like, well, that's on them.
Yeah, that's on them. If nobody shows up, it's not my fault. You know? But yeah, like, you know, we hit those and it hit some of those dates. And the Zurich, you know, we've never been there, never been to Switzerland. So it's like, you get kind of nervous about like, all right, is anybody going to show up to this thing? But luckily, I mean, everything so far has been sold out, so it's been really, really cool.
That's nice, though, because I guess it keeps you on your toes a little bit because, you know, everybody likes being comfortable, of course.
Yeah.
And it's also nice knowing, okay, this is a sure bet.
Yeah.
But you're so successful, certainly here and in the States, like it's just a given, right, that people are going to show up.
Yeah.
And I guess in some sort of ways, it's nice not to get too comfortable.
It's good to get the heart pumping, you know?
I got to work for this.
And really, anytime we come over and tour this, it does feel like we're going back to kind of the van and trailer days, which I've said from day one were my favorite days of touring. Like, when it was me and 6 guys in a van and trailer driving overnight to get to open some show in Georgia or Ohio, wherever, that was like the most fun touring I've ever had. And, you know, we're still trying to build a strong fan base over here, and we know it's something that we want to do for the rest of my career, but it still feels like we're in those early phases. And to be honest with you, it's given us kind of like a shot in the arm, like the band. It's like, it's good, like you said, it gets you out of the comfort zone and makes you want to go out there and prove that, you know, we're worth coming to a show for.
And also it keeps you from, I mean, not that you ever would, but I mean, anybody, no matter what they do in their life, there are times where, even if you don't mean to, like automatic kicks in, you know, where you're like, I got muscle memory here, we're good, even if it's just for a moment or something like that. And in those situations, I'd imagine automatic never kicks in because you're thinking about it, you know, and
you can't sleep the night before. It's like, all right, I know this place is sold out, but like, are they going to show up or like day of?
Yeah,
or
was it a mistake?
Rather go to dinner?
When you were in Zurich, did you, because you know, I mean, famously, Shania Twain lives in Zurich.
Yeah.
Tina Turner lived in Zurich. And one time when I was in Zurich, I was at like a Bratwurst. It was just like a food truck, basically, selling Bratwurst. And everybody was like, oh, this is Tina Turner's favorite
brought first. And like everybody would line up to get, because they were like, Tina Turner would like come out of her enclave.
You should have texted me. I would have gone to it.
And gone over. And I was like, well, here we go. If it's good enough for Tina Turner.
Hey, I get it though. I get it why they live in Zurich. It's a beautiful city.
We were just talking right before we started. Clean.
Super
so
clean. Like, you know, it took a train ride up to Schaffhausen and spent the day there. Almost spent way too much money on a watch.
Almost spent.
Almost.
So you didn't.
I didn't. See, I stayed out of the store. That's the thing. It's like you can't go in the store. Like no. You just got to window shop that. Like
yeah.
So I just stand outside and.
I never feel like I'm dressed enough to get in those stores when I'm there.
I feel like I would walk in and get Pretty Woman. They would be
you would.
Sir, there's a Timex store down the street. I think that's more your vibe.
Zurich, like with Lake Geneva, just so crystal clear that you can see the bottom of it, and the exact opposite of that when it comes to the canals and in Amsterdam.
Different.
But also, you know, across the UK, we're big on our waterways.
Yep.
I mean, I'm thinking because it was marine biology, right? That was your
environmental
thing?
Science.
Environmental
but
science
like, but
was your
it
thing.
It did. We talked kind of a little bit last time with I had worked with a group called OSearch, which does like white shark tagging back in the States.
So whenever you're in these cities and you know, you're seeing a new waterway for the first time, is there a little bit of you that's like, I'll just take a little sample here?
I would love to fish that.
yeah.
That's like all I could think of. It's like, I was like, I wonder if they could fish like these canals. Like if you just walk out of your porch. I don't know if I would eat the fish that came out of that canal.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, that's the first thing. Definitely Lake Geneva. I was like, oh, because I mean, you could see the fish.
Yeah.
You could like.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty wild.
It's crazy. That's crazy. So having been over before and, you know, kind of been the opening act on these things and also played CTC and kind of all the rest of it, you know what to expect now from these guys, right?
Absolutely. We've been looking forward to this leg of it.
Mm.
Getting to the UK and, you know, we tried this cover set in Europe that didn't go over so well. Turns out I don't think we were listening to the same kind of music. It's like a little, almost like a burnt CD that we do during our show that was like what I was listening to like my senior year in high school.
I got you, yeah.
Where like we knew it was going to go over in the UK. Like
what?
I know it's going to go over in the UK. Europe, I was kind of like, let's go give it a shot. So turns out it did not. But
You should do like covers of like Eurovision songs when you're in Europe. Do you know Eurovision? It's the most watched event in the world, like even bigger than like the Super Bowl.
Really?
It's a pan-European song contest that started in like the 50s or 60s or something. ABBA won it initially, right?
Oh, wow.
And each country sends a representative with this song, and you know the winning country then hosts it the next year, and it is the biggest event in, like, it's huge. It's
dang.
Unbelievably humongous, right? And all of it, most of it, is kind of quite cheesy Euro dance pop songs.
Yeah.
Right? But
We would struggle pulling that off.
I feel like I really want to see that, though. I want to talk about Ashley Cook.
Dude.
Because she's opening up for you. And, man,
unreal.
She is just
she's a superstar.
Something else. Yeah.
Like,
do you have a lot of, like, I mean this with love, because I know some artists don't, are just like, yeah, sure, whoever. And some artists really, you know, care about who's opening up for them. Presumably with Ashley Cook, like you
priority,
were like.
Yeah. Like, I truly got the two, for this leg, we tried to get Mitchell on it too, because Mitchell Tenpenny's with us in the States.
Right.
But no, it was both of them were like top priorities for me. Me and Mitchell had talked about doing it. We talked about touring together 5-6 years ago and finally got around to where it worked out for both of us. And then when it came to finding an opener, I right off the bat was like, dude, Ashley Cook is a superstar.
From
she songwriting, is. You know, amazing voice, like charismatic, super comfortable, like kind of makes me mad how comfortable she is on stage.
Furious.
Somebody said the other day, it's like, you know, up and comer Ashley Cook. To me, it's like, dude, Ashley Cook's here.
Right.
Like, and she's going to be here for a while. But, I mean, she is young. Like, she's kind of getting going and just so, like, confident. And it's cool to watch. So, We haven't missed a show of hers yet. Like, just great songs.
Yeah, I can't wait to see her, actually. We're having her in the studio as well. And I've been saying every time we play her or you and we talk about the tour, I say, and I don't even feel like I need to say this for the UK crowd because they absolutely always show up for the opener, which is one of the great things about UK country fans. But I just remind everybody, if you're going to see Jordan, get there, see Ashley, because it's going to be a moment, which is fantastic.
And to piggyback on that, I was like, that when I was over here with OD, I was shocked that the place was packed 15 minutes before we went on stage.
Yeah, waiting.
I remember just being like, whoa, this is kind of weird. But like, attentive. And it wasn't like a packed, like, oh yeah, I got here early to get a seat or whatever.
Yeah, get up front.
It was like, I'm going to sit down and listen to this guy sing songs.
Yeah, it's a great thing. It's a good thing. Like, one of the many lovely things about a UK country crowd is that they're super supportive that way. So I feel like the last time you were over, it's probably Next Thing You Know was the thing that was hitting at that time. And then that became massive everywhere, including here in the UK. And now we've got your new single, Tucson Too Late, which I love so much. And when I heard it the first time, I was like, how has nobody said Tucson Too Late before? How has that not been a song before?
I know. I think somebody told me that there was a song that was similar to that. But yeah, I thought the same thing.
Because it's such a good thing.
I was like, oh God, that's genius. Like, it initially started off it was like a Louisiana term.
Oh, okay.
Tulane Too Late for Tulane University in New Orleans.
All right.
But I thought that my buddy was talking about Tulane Highway Too Late. Like, I hit the Tulane Too Late.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
So for like 10 minutes, we were writing totally different meanings. And he was like going with this like school vibe and like South Louisiana thing. And I was like, well, it doesn't matter where he's at. He just needs to get to the Tulane, right? And that, like, we finally had this weird thing where he was like, what do you think I'm saying by Tulane? And I was like, hey, man, too confusing. So that's how we got to Tucson. But, man, it's been awesome to see that song really kind of start to pick up. And
it feels like
a fun song to play. I love playing that song.
I love hearing it. It feels like it's super traditional as well. Like, it feels like an old school country song in the best possible way.
And we wanted to do that. Now working on the third album, like even late in, that was one of the later songs we recorded.
Right.
Just because I think it was still the same team that wrote By Dirt, me, my brother, Josh, and Matt Jenkins. And we were just kind of like, dude, what have we not done before? Like, what have we not written? What have we not... Like, let's don't sit down and do the exact same thing we did last time we wrote. And Josh started playing this, like, really traditional, swingy kind of guitar lick. And I was like, dude, let's do something real traditional. And Tucson came out of it. But, yeah, we tried to keep that as kind of 90s country, what we all grew up on, as possible.
Oh, yeah, the vibe is there. Yeah. You know, talking about that traditional sounding country music and that 90s sound, which is obviously back, back, back. And one of the things I'm loving about country music at the moment is that, and it's always been the case to varying degrees throughout the years, but it seems like at the moment it's a real kind of golden age of it. There's literally something for everybody in country. Yeah. Now, like with your Zach Bryans and your Dylan Gossetts and your Noah Kahans, who are kind of, I guess, country adjacent, but being firmly welcomed into that crowd, that more kind of rootsy, indie folksy side of stuff is coming out as well. Like, when you go into write a song now or think about, obviously you've got what you do, but Tucson Too Late wasn't necessarily sitting in the middle of your wheelhouse in terms of what you do. Like, are more and more people kind of thinking like, oh, I need to write me a rootsy folksy song?
I mean, it feels that way. Mm. It kind of feels like that's definitely the thing that, you know, when you see the success of guys like Noah Kahan or Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like some people kind of think like, oh, I need to do that.
Mm.
I think the best thing that I did when I moved to town is I found what I felt like I was good at and what was true to me, and I just kind of stuck with it. To speak on what you were saying, it's like, man, I feel like, you know, probably some of the old timers would hate me for this, but like, I feel like country music's healthier than it's ever been since I moved to Nashville. Mm. And that exactly what you said, there's something for everybody. Like, you know, my wife's not a crazy traditional country fan, but loves, you know, kind of the newer, what somebody would call pop country.
Right, yeah.
You know, and then I have my dad, who probably doesn't even like my pop country music, you know, like just a super...
He's like, thank God for Tucson Too Late.
Exactly. Like, I finally have a song I can be proud of my son. Like, he's just a traditional, loves old school country songs. And there is. There's something for everybody. He's a huge Zach Bryan fan, loves Tyler Childers. Cody Johnson, he's huge. Yeah. Cody Johnson. So, like, those guys that are still doing it, like, super traditional, you know, great old country music. And then I think, you know, stuff like I do that's influenced by burnt CDs, kind of going back to that, where it's like I listen to everything under the sun, and when I sit down to make music, this is what it sounds like.
Are you going to get some time while you're in the UK to do a little bit of exploring, or are you quite busy?
Yeah.
I mean, no, I know you're busy. You've got, you're busy.
Yeah.
But are you have time to explore?
Yeah, my wife's over for the first time.
Oh, for the first time?
Yeah. So we're going to go roam around tomorrow.
And are you going to show around like, no, down here is my favorite little.
Well, yeah, I need to get your number so I can just like text you, but hey, how can I look like I know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Here? And you can just, go here. But no, we're going to roam around tomorrow. She actually flew in yesterday, so she's been kind of doing a bunch of sightseeing.
Oh, right.
She's kind of seeing everything that I got to do last time.
Right.
So that we can kind of go do some stuff.
So you don't have to do it again.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't need to do the London Eye again. Jordan Davis, it's a pleasure. It's a joy. Thank you for coming to see us.
Love coming to hang out. Appreciate you having me.
All right. We will see you soon. Jordan Davis.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.